Hey, what's going on, man? This is Ben from Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Hey, I'm just checking in. See if you're still interested.
Yeah, keep what's running.
What's that?
Yeah, let's run it.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
All right. Let me pull up your profile here. How's your day going?
Pretty good so far. How are you, man?
Good. Good. Low Tuesday here. It's finally nice outside, believe it or not. We're like above 60 degrees, so I'll take that. Sure, where you are.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
What is it at, where you're at?
I think we're like at 90 right now.
Ooh. Hey, you know, I would take that over, dude, winter lasts forever here. I'll take 90. All right, so the business name, is it PNDLLC?
Yeah.
8139 East 2nd Avenue?
Yeah.
All right. And then can you just do me a favor and spell your first and last name so I can make sure it's correct in the system?
Yeah, it's J-U-A-N Juan Rodriguez.
G-U-E-Z or S?
Yeah, it's R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z.
Okay. And then what's your email address?
It's J-R-J-U-A-N 7704 at gmail.com.
What time is it there in Arizona right now?
Like 9:40.
Oh, dang. All right. And then I got to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, like, kind of the basics of it. So I do also have to schedule a call for you. It's a client interview. So with one of our operations team.
Okay.
And that will be a little more detailed. We're building you a website, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so they're going to probably want, like, pictures. Sorry, I'm multitasking right now. They'll want, like, pictures and stuff to put on the website for Facebook ads. If that makes sense. All right. And then are you currently using any other marketing companies or no?
I have a golf course I think I just started listing on. I think I'm on Angie too, actually. Or like,
are you paying for Angie or no?
I think so, yeah.
So do you get leads from there or?
Yeah, I get like 25 a month, I think, 20, 25 of those. Out of those 25, I probably closed, like, 12 of them. They all ranged, like... No, my bad. No, I used to pay $350 a month.
Okay.
And then they'd give me, like, seven of them. And then I'd close like half of them. So let's say like three or four. They're all like, they average like, I guess, let's say like $700. So I get like 21 from that 350, I guess.
Okay.
So it's not bad.
No, it's not terrible.
And then I just upgraded the plan to like $800. So I'll be receiving like 20 to 25 of them a month.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully I close half of them, or no, that's about fucking the end.
Well, I'm glad it's working out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, on Google, what do you want to list your, like, what are the keywords that you want to use to list your business?
I see.
Can it only be like one thing, or can it be two?
No, we could do a bunch of them. The more the merrier.
I think like drywall repairs would probably be a good one.
Okay.
Drywall repairs. Right, and then I think drywall services would also probably be a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
Painting?
Yeah, I can say. Might as well go all out.
Yeah, so this way, when people are on Google, and like, these are some of the words they're using, then your business will pull up, so.
Yeah, no, well, I just don't really market painting, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, if they need drywall, they kind of need paint, too, you know what I mean? Or they need trim.
Yeah.
Or whatever, yeah. Like, it's just kind of like, I've always thought of it as just kind of like after, right? They're going to need it,
so. Yeah, if you're going to do drywall, you're going to need paint.
Yeah. So I've never really thought to market it, but let's try it out, I guess, yeah.
Okay. And then, what are the hours of operation that you want to list on Google?
Just put 24/7, honestly, my phone. Well, this is my business phone, but it's pretty much always on me, so it's like I'm not going to take a call, you know what I mean?
Yep. And then, what specific areas do you want to target? Like cities, counties, zip codes?
I'd say, as of right now, I'm kind of everywhere. I'm kind of everywhere in Arizona.
So you want to do like Mesa and like all surrounding areas?
Let's do Mesa, Gilbert, Paradise Valley.
Gilbert,
Paradise Valley. Actually, let me check. Where do I want to get work from? Let's do Mesa, Gilbert, Chandler, Queen Creek, Santan, Tempe, Scottsdale, Phoenix. My bad. Can you name out what I just called out by chance, or no?
I got Mesa, Gilbert, Paradise Valley, Chandler, Phoenix, Tempe.
Let's put Santan in there if you can, too.
What's the other one?
Santan.
Okay.
We got Paradise Valley in there, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I think that should be cool for now, honestly. You can add Apache Junction, too, if you want.
Okay.
That's pretty much like where I'm at for the most part.
Cool. I'm gonna.
We can add Fountain Hill to that too, actually.
What do you want to add?
Fountain Hill, that's a pretty baller area. It'd be nice to include. A lot of basketball players live over there.
Oh, really? Which one?
Yeah. a lot of the Phoenix Suns, funny enough, like, it's kind of, like, secluded, so it's not, you're not going to get, like, you know what I mean? It's like if they were out in, like, the city, you know what I mean? Like, playing Scottsdale and stuff like that.
You get, like, Devin Booker and stuff live there?
Yeah, that I know of, yeah, he does live there, funny enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you a basketball fan?
I'm not, but my cousin used to work with us, funny enough, and he was a pretty big basketball dude, so I kind of just, like, got into a little bit more because of him. We ended up working here, and he's like, dude, I'm pretty sure it's where Devin Booker lives. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Nice. And then... Alright. So... You currently have a Facebook page or no?
No, I don't have anything.
All right, so what you'll want to do is create a business Facebook page. In my operations team, when we set up this client meeting, they'll give you, you know, step-by-step directions on how to do it.
Okay.
But we need it for running the Facebook ads for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And... I mean, there's millions of people on Facebook, so you should see some good business from there.
Well, is that something they can help me do? Like, I'm not, like, super tech-savvy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they'll give you all step-by-step directions on how to do it.
Yeah, make it look, like, pretty decent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then we're going to build you a website. I'm putting that in there. So let's set you up with a client interview here.
Yeah. Do you know when that interview is going to be?
I'm going to look up to see what dates and times they have right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. If you could find one today, that'd be pretty fine. I don't have anything on today, so I can... If not, it's cool. Obviously, I know it's pretty short notice.
So you're, let's see, Pacific Standard Time. They have one at 1 o'clock in like an hour and 13 minutes.
What time is it over there, if you don't mind me asking?
So I'm in, I'm northwest of Chicago, so it's 11:47 right now.
Oh, damn. So in an hour from right now, pretty much, so like at 11, I guess my time?
Yep. Does that work for you?
Fire, yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, cool. One second. I'm just putting it in the calendar so they know as well.
Is this going to be like a normal phone call or is this going to be like a Zoom thing?
It'll be a normal phone call.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, no, they're going to ask you, you know, different things about your business and, like, they're going to ask you to send them pictures that you want to use. For the website and for, like, Facebook ads. All right. I just sent you an email with your client interview, so you should have that.
Okay.
All right. And then as far as the credit or debit card you're going to use, are you want to use a MasterCard, a Visa, Discover?
I got a Visa ready, whenever you are.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 4744-8801-5896-0649.
And then the expiration date on that?
Is 0930.
Alright. And then what's the 3-digit code on the back?
It is 995.
And then, I've got to read you the voice verification, okay? So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason is that I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, which is an added form of protection for you that we will send you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, just stop me and ask me, okay?
Okay.
This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Do you want me to state it now?
Yeah, please.
Okay. It's ENDLC.
All right, then please state your name and title within the business.
Juan Rodriguez, and I'm the owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
That's like the inquiry. Somebody, if they see the ad and they inquire about something, that's like me taking it, me like actually like answering back, correct?
Well, that and your client interview. Because we're going to, you know, be calling you because we want to, you know, be involved, obviously, in your campaign to get you on that first page of Google and Facebook and all your marketing. So basically it's asking, will you answer the phone if we call you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Let's see here. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick a security question for you. You can either use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. And this is a question that if somebody from Local Splash is calling you, they're always going to ask you, okay?
Okay, cool.
So you want to use your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or...
I prefer the first pet name. Nobody knows that.
Okay. All right, what is it?
It's Chimina.
Chimena?
Shit, hold on. I don't know how it's spelled. Give me one sec. Let's see. Yeah, Chimina.
Perfect. Got it. All right. Let's see here. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This is, when I say this, I mean like the pictures that are requested, things like that, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah, don't worry, Chief. You're going to have them today.
All right, perfect. So I'd like to hear. So your payment for the initial term and the account setup will be charged today, 3/31/2026. in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 31st of each month in the amount of $249, okay?
So I have to do it for at least 3 months then, pretty much?
Yeah, that's, so we asked for that verbal agreement, because it does take a little bit of time. It doesn't happen overnight, so for everything to come to fruition. So for us to build the website, to have the Facebook ads, to list you on the directories for the first page results, you'll be listed on those directories within like the first 5 to 7 days. Your website and Facebook should be live in like 7 to 14 days, okay?
Cool, yeah.
Alright. So the next thing I'm going to read you is kind of already what we just discussed, but should you cancel your account prior to making a total of $597 toward local SEO services, an early termination fee may apply. The early termination fee will be calculated as $597 less total payments you have made specifically for the local bundle invoice item. This early termination scenario typically only applies if you cancel within the first 3 months of signing up for our service. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you agree and do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. So bear with me for just a second, but you're going to get a text and an email to sign the terms and conditions. What's it like in Arizona, man? I know I've been there, but you like it?
Yeah, it's cool, bro. It's cool. I mean, I own Disneyland and shit, but it's pretty cool, yeah. I don't know. I haven't been in too many other spots. I can't really, like, you know what I mean, compare it to anything else.
Yeah. Like, have you been outside Arizona, though?
Yeah, I've been to a couple of spots. I've been to, like, Cali and, like, Idaho and stuff like that, and Nevada. I've been to, like, Oklahoma for, like, little things and stuff like that. Texas a little bit.
Okay. You ever been to Illinois or no?
I have not, honestly. I don't have a reason to go out there.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I mean, Chicago's kind of cool. I lived there for a while, years and years, but it's not my thing anymore.
I guess, man. Yeah, it's cool here. It's not too many. Like, it's not super super crowded. You know what I mean? Like, I just love to just, yeah. Is the only thing I do like about it.
What is it that you like about it? I'm sorry.
Not super, super crowded. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We were to go out and stuff like on a Friday or something like that. Or like, let's say you're coming home from work at 5 and there's not like a quarter mile of traffic or like a mile of just straight traffic. You know what I mean? Just stuff like that.
Yeah. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 21.
Oh, okay, you're young.
Yeah, how old did you think I was?
I don't know, man. I'm proud of you for having your own business and, you know, wanting to get things going and... It's awesome.
Thanks.
I'll give you words of encouragement. I don't know what you need to hear or want to hear, but life's short, man. You're young. Keep doing what you're doing. Put money away, but also at the same time, enjoy life. So I know it's important to save money. Everyone always says save money, but you gotta enjoy yourself too, right? At the end of the day, we do all this work.
Yeah.
What?
I guess you're right. I guess I try not to be too boring. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really go out and drink and stuff like that as I should. But, you know.
Dude,
drinking
is the worst. I don't drink anymore.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I don't really do too much of that. I'm more so just work a lot. But, like, I'll do stupid shit every now and then. I went gambling yesterday. While on the phone call with you. You know, so we're up 500 this week, so that's pretty sweet.
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
So one of the days.
My friend, keep in mind that goes away quickly. So you might be up at 500 this week, but that 500 can go away really fast.
Oh, no, yeah, I've lost a fuck ton of money at this. I'm probably down like $4,000 from being realistic.
Yeah, it happens, dude.
Yeah, no, I only went because they called me yesterday, and they're like, we're going to give you $200 a promotional trip as you come down here. And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Little do they know, bro. Little do they know, I'm just like that.
Yeah. It's I don't know. Do you guys have are you allowed to gamble on sports apps in Arizona or no?
Yeah, we are. I think we are allowed to, just on certain apps. I think it is, but like I would go. I really only play like blackjack or what's the other one called? Like craps.
Okay. So, it's not legal everywhere, but like Illinois, we can bet like Devin Booker to have 30 points tonight.
Okay.
Like we can, and then you can parlay them, so you can do a bunch of different bets.
Brother, if I told you about my seven leg parlays, you'd fucking laugh at me.
Dude, I know I won't laugh at you because I've done like 25 leg parlays before and I've hit actually on 25 leg. That's the maximum you can do. Well, dude, it was like, all right, so you're younger than me, but it would be like Michael Jordan to score 10 points. Like, so now maybe LeBron James, but also he's not guaranteed to hit 10 either. But, yeah, no, so you stack a bunch of them together so they're all like minus 300, minus 500, but you stack 25 of them together and you're at like plus 1800.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
But then there's going to be that one-off where, you know, the Michael Jordan of the team doesn't hit 10 points for some reason. And it's like, come on.
Yeah, no, I get you, bro. You don't really get anything unless all 7 hit or all 25 hit.
Yep.
I know, those fools could be off by 1 point and just fuck up the parlay.
Yeah, exactly. Alright, man. Hey, did you get a text or an email from me?
I got an email for... Yeah, initial invoice, welcome to Local Splash, and I got the actions needed. And then, do I go to the client dashboard or no? Or should I just download the app?
So you're going to want to download the app, but from the text message is probably the easiest, just to sign the terms and conditions.
Okay.
All you do is, there's three boxes to click, and then you just type in your name for the signature.
Cool. Do I have to make an account now with Local Splash, or do I already have, like, an email, a username I can use?
So, your username is going to be your phone number, and then you should have an email. You should have an email with the password.
All right, cool. Okay, I got it, yeah. Well, I think you were telling me yesterday, so out of 100% of people who work with you guys, 90% of people choose to stay, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, because, dude, so that's why we do month to month. That's why we don't do contracts. We don't need to. We do month to month because our programs work. I mean, you obviously, you can already see the benefit of being listed on that first page of Google, right? So companies, once they're there, they don't want to leave there. Like I was saying, you know, when people are looking for a service, they go to Google, right? And they're probably going to choose one of those first couple options. So it's, you know, without paying, you don't have to pay for leads or anything like that. Like, these calls will come directly to you. And then the Facebook. And then, I don't know if I mentioned, so the app, once you download it, you'll be able to, like, manage your Facebook leads, people calling you from Google right from the app.
Oh, so it's all pretty integrated then?
Yeah, yep.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's like a mini CRM system. Right on the phone.
And then the app is called Splashin', right?
What is it called? Local Splash.
Okay. Local.
Okay, so 1 p.m. is your client interview Pacific time. So it's only 10 where you're at. 10:08,
it's,
right?
It's 10:08, yeah.
All right, so 1 p.m. is Pacific time. So it'll be 1 p.m. your time, all right? So you got a couple hours.
So you're going to call me back at in an hour or so from now, or like 2?
So, no. So if it's 10 there.
Yeah.
3 hours.
3 hours from right now?
Yeah. 1 p.m. your time.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
All right, man.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, I'm sorry.
You're good, man. If you need anything from me, feel free to call me back. I'm here to help you. All right?
Yeah. Here, is this like, if I were to, can I call you back here? I can call you back here, right?
Yep. It'll come directly to me.
All right, sweet. All right, well, I appreciate the time off.
Appreciate it, all. Thanks for... Let's get you going.
All right. Sounds good, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, take care, man.
Yeah, you just gotta take it easy.